Welcome to the Friday, April the 7th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 28th episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Tom Lesh of Chapelwood Elementary School. Congratulations to Mr. Lesh. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team at Chapelwood Elementary School. Congratulations. Well, let's go ahead and jump in. It's been a few weeks since our last episode. What a fantastic few weeks it has been in the MSD of Wayne Township. I hope everyone had a restful and rejuvenating spring break. A little bit about mine, I had the opportunity to spend the first week at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, finishing up a Broad Fellowship program that I was accepted to for professional development. So what did I do on my spring break? Well, the first week I went back and learned more about how to be a great leader and hopefully brought some great tools and strategies back that I can share with our folks here in the MSD of Wayne Township. And then the second week I had a bit of a change, maybe similar to some of you. The hurricane did impact our spring break. That was 6 months ago in Southwest Florida. And so we made a quick adjustment, my wife and I, and had a chance to go down to Southwest Florida to visit my parents, who are doing very well. We did make the decision to drive. It's been 25 years since I decided to drive, and especially drive straight through. Probably will not be doing that again. But hopefully, everyone had a great break. We're able to recharge, rejuvenate, and hit the ground running because we know the last couple months here are action-packed, and we have lots of opportunities to celebrate the accomplishments of staff and students. Speaking of that, congratulations to the Chapelwood Robotics members, Jacob Modesto and Miguel Quinones Mora, the 2023 Indiana VEX State Champions. If I remember correctly, they beat 130 teams in the state at Lucas Oil on March 25th during spring break. They are the state champions, and they do move on now to the World Championships that will be held in Dallas, Texas. Congratulations to both Jacob and to Miguel. On Thursday morning, the school board visited our transportation center. Our transportation staff members are often the first to greet our students in the morning and definitely the last ones to say goodbye each evening. They are so critically important. None of us would have a job if our transportation department did not get our students to and from school safely. So we appreciate their work getting our students safely to school and the connections that they're able to make with our students and families. Also, this past Wednesday, had an amazing opportunity to go to Ben Davis High School for an indoor parade. We know the weather was a bit frightful, some strong winds and some rain, but we were able to celebrate our boys basketball, our Ben Davis Giants boys basketball team. They are a history-making team. They won the 2023 Class 4A State Championship. Again, that happened over spring break. If you were traveling, hopefully you had a chance to see that on either or listen to it on WBDG or to be able to watch it streaming. But this team became the first state championship team to finish 33-0 for Ben Davis High School. I am excited today to welcome the man who led this team, the man who has been our head basketball coach for, I believe, 5 years. You might need to correct me on that, Coach, but welcome to Coach Don Carlisle, the championship boys basketball coach.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is year five for me. I'm grateful and appreciative of an opportunity to be able to lead the kids of Wayne Township on and off the court. So it's been a great time. A great history breaking year for our kids as well as the coaching staff. So
yeah,
appreciative of you of having me on the show, and I want to celebrate those guys.
Absolutely. So Wednesday, you and I had a chance to talk a little bit about some of the accomplishments of this team, and I know we don't have time today in this podcast to talk about all of the amazing things that have happened, but I mentioned that I wanted to talk a little bit about you because while you've been the head coach of Ben Davis High School for 5 years, this is not your first time at Ben Davis High School. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about your history with Ben Davis?
Well, I grew up on the west side. I'm East District kid, coming from the Hallville area. Went to Garden City, Ben Davis Junior High, and eventually graduated from Ben Davis High School in '97. while I was there, I actually played basketball for those 3 years, 95, 96, and 97, where we were able to win back-to-back state championships. In 95, where I was more of a practice player, more of a guy who gave off the court or in practice as opposed to on the court. And then in 96, I started on that team. So I was able to get one of my own. So part of 95 and definitely a big part of 96. So it's the third championship that I've been a part of as a player and or coach. And we've had some success. And I think I became the first coach to actually win a championship and come back at his alma mater and win one as a coach. So there's a lot of history that's been made here in 2023, and we're very proud and ecstatic of the stuff that we have coming as well. So,
yeah, that was an amazing stat. I know Mr. Easter especially, want to shout out to him and the staff at WBDG. They have been great about making sure to keep us updated on the records and the history of boys basketball in the state of Indiana. And I believe there, if I recall from their stats, there were 9 or so coaches who played in a state championship and also have coached in a state championship. But you are the first to be a state championship player and come back and be a state championship coach at your alma mater. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Talk about this 33-0 record. I know that's probably, it seems like a long time ago that you had your first games in the fall. 33-0 going undefeated seems like a long road.
If we go back to the last time that we lost, then we'll have to say more 53.
Oh my goodness,
53-0. We didn't lose at all in the summer. You know, we usually play June is all school ball, so we play in the league out in Westfield called the Pack League, and we went to a few team camps, went to Purdue and IU, and we didn't lose a game since March 12th, 2022. That's the last time this group has lost a game. So hopefully we'll add on to some of those games next year. I think the record is 50. 50 in a row right now. We're standing at 33. Mm. The record before we just broke it was 26 for Ben Davis. So we did that in 95, 96. So, and that was over 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were able to break that in one this year. So it's a lot of history that I've been a part of personally. A lot of the heyday of Ben Davis basketball, so I'm extremely excited and proud to be a part of that history.
Unbelievable. And you've also recently been selected to continue to coach at a statewide level. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been selected to be the Indiana All-Star head coach. Zane Dowdy and Sheridan Sharp also will be players on that team. So to be another thing that you guys have come out and support. I would love to see a sea of purple at it's at Gainbridge on June 10th
okay.
At Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That's when the home game of the Kentucky Indiana series. The Kentucky game, I believe, is on the 7th. It's in Louisville.
Okay.
So the home game will be on the 10th of June at Gainbridge. So we also have KJ Windham and Mark Zachary, who are playing in the futures games. It'll be that morning. I believe the game is at 10 o'clock, which just means underclassmen that can't play in all-star games could play in this futures game. Mm. That we could probably get those guys on the all-star team later on in their career. I'll highlight KJ Windham as well. He's a core guy on the junior all-star team, which is Zane Dowdy was that last year. So this group has done a lot. There's a lot to be proud of.
You mentioned Zane and of course yourself, and you both were selected as Coach and Player of the Year. You want to talk about that?
Marion County.
Yeah.
Zane was Player of the Year in Marion County, and I was Coach of the Year. Of course, we went undefeated in the MIC and in Marion County with an undefeated season. I don't know who else they could have gave it to, but I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative of that honor, because, you know, when you get these honors, man, it's your peers who choose it. So for me, it's important to acknowledge that other people that you compete against see the value in you as well. So those coaches chose for me to be Coach of the Year. So that right there. And they chose Zane. Like when we nominate our kids, we can't vote on them. So
yeah.
those kids, Zane, Sheridan, Clay and Sean, and Jesse, for that matter, there's an all-star game on April the 19th, which I don't know. There's also a high school sports award show that we've been invited to. It's on the same day. So we're trying to see if we can get that rescheduled. But right now, the Marion County All-Star game at Beach Grove is on April the 19th. We'll have four to five guys playing in that game as well. So that gives you another opportunity to coach this group. And I'll take my full staff to coach in that game. My staff does not go with me in the Indiana All-Star game. They assign other coaches from other districts to be the assistant coaches on that. So, but it's a lot. There's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of acknowledgments and celebrations for our guys. So it's a great time to be a Giant.
Absolutely. You mentioned your staff, your coaching staff, and a couple things I want to highlight on there. One of them is you've got a couple coaches that also have BD connections, don't you?
Courtney James was one of the – he was an all-star in 95. He was a part of that 95 state championship team, one of the major cogs in Keys. He played as a collegiate basketball at Minnesota. He was a part of the Final Four. You know, we just finished and crowned a national champion in college. And he was fortunate enough to make it to a Final Four in college. So we had some great coaches. And Virgil Akers is another one who played and graduated with me in 97, but he was on that part of that 95 group and also played a big role in that 96 championship team. So it's a lot of championship pedigree, a lot of guys that understand and bleed purple. Mm-hmm. On our staff, so we can kind of send the same messages.
I want to highlight, I know Tevin Studdard made a tweet and made an observation that you have an all-black coaching staff. And really, it was a point of pride for Tevin and many others. And yours wasn't the only staff, and you weren't the only winning head coach that was African-American this year. You want to talk a little bit about that and what that means for our boys and for our community?
I think it's important to show, you know, people to look like you and in a positive light. You know, I coached at Arlington before I came to Ben Davis, and I went and got my master's. I mean, partially because I needed to, but also to show the kids that it was possible to see a successful black African American man to come do the things that you can. You may not see yourself being able to do. I've traveled the world. I've been able to do some things that a lot of people that come from my same situation have not been able to do. So it's on purpose for me to have a staff that looks the way that it does. I thought that it was important. And especially just going through the process and not seeing a whole bunch of people that look like me, look like us in positions. I wanted to make sure that if it was in my power to, you know, the most talented and the most qualified people, but also to put our kids at, you know, in position to see guys that they can look up to and look like them in those positions as well.
I want to delve into that a little bit more. I had the chance, and thank you for allowing me the chance to talk to the team after the parade on Wednesday, before they went downtown to be recognized at the halftime of the Pacer game at Gainbridge, as they were, of course, getting ready to have their jersey displayed for the next 365 days at the Fieldhouse. But I talked to them, and you and I talked a little bit about some of the responses that I've been able to give when other school districts have reached out and other individuals have reached out to congratulate us. And one of the things that I've shared every single time is not only were these young men able to play good basketball, but they're absolutely amazing people, and they're going to be able to go out and do amazing things in our society, in our community, and that comes from the leadership development and the things that you've done on your team. Do you want to talk a little bit about this group of young men and some of the things that you've observed and been able to be a part of with just their overall development as human beings?
Of course, for me, it's important that we delve into how we interact with one another in relation to character. I have to accent and give props to the parents because, you know, even though we do a lot of things in our program, these kids are a reflection of the people that brought them up, the parents, mm-hmm. the other coaches before us.
Yep.
teachers, people in the community that poured into them. But in my program, we have straight up mentoring that comes in and talks to the kids. There's Jason Miller is another guy who come in and talk to the kids. Mr. Goins, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, mm-hmm. we do a lot of things. We talk.
A Hall of Famer.
Put quotes up. Yep. Now a Hall of Famer, Mr. Goins. He's an integral part of what we do. Mr. Vanderbush, Coach Vanderbush, he helps and talks a lot to the kids. So it's a group of people, not just myself and the coaches, but a group of people in the community that come in. And we think it's important that we churn out great individuals, not just good basketball players or athletes, but student athletes as well. I think it deserves to be said that there's a lot of kids on this team that have over a 4.0 GPA. Mm-hmm. I think if we averaged it out, it'll probably be over a 3.5 for a group, for a team. I'm talking freshmen all the way through varsity. So we're doing a great job as a staff, but the kids, man, they've been putting in a lot of work, especially in the classroom, on the court and off the court. So it's very important to me that we turn out great individuals in society, mm-hmm. not just put out good basketball players.
Coach, I'll tell you, Superintendent, I appreciate that so much, and I think that's while pickup games can happen for a long time after a graduation, there's so much more that can take our boys, into their future and help them be successful. Thinking and watching our players this year, in their own right, each one of them could have individually and were individually outstanding players, but sometimes that leads to more individualistic play that is, somebody's focused on their stats and somebody's focused on, getting the ball and maybe, getting on their teammates a little bit more. We didn't see that this year. We saw tremendous teamwork from this team. Do you want to talk about the importance that you share with your young men about teamwork and how to achieve success as a team?
Well, we talk about excellence as a choice and doing things the right way. Moving as a group and moving out of love. Like if you have legitimate love for each other, then you're not going to care who gets the accolade. Because team success, trumps individual success 100% of the time. So, mm-hmm. Majority of the things that we do, will lean towards that. I learned that the same things that I learned here at Ben Davis when I was a player, the same things that I teach now as a coach. And that's really just teamwork, togetherness, being excellent, excuse me, and moving in ways that's constructive in society. So mm-hmm. I think that we've did a great job, a pretty good job of leading these guys in that manner, and they did a great job of picking up and doing the things that we've been asking them to do. And I think that's why you see what you see on the court.
Absolutely, and I want to go one step further into that. Watching them on the court and watching them off the court, there's an amazing culture that's been built up within this team. How did you build up that culture, and what advice would you give to others about creating a culture that really leads towards a common goal, towards success?
Some of it is continuity. I think that in this society, in this day and age, a lot of kids move around a lot, but these kids have been together and around each other probably since elementary school, playing on the same team. Zane and Sheridan both played at Lyndhurst. A lot of kids come from Chapel Hill, the schools that feed in, but they've been playing a lot of basketball. Sheridan, KJ, Mark, both Marks, like they all played. They've been playing together since they've been little. So, they've been able to mature together, gel together. And I think that's what you see. That's what you see with this group. Something to be said about staying together and learning, going through your trials together. And so then when you start to become successful, then you can be happy for your teammate as opposed to being kind of jealous or taking a different route. So I think that's part of the reason why. I can't take all the credit for that, but I like to think that some of the things that I've said over the years and the things that we've pushed in the program have kind of helped them along in that as well.
Yeah, and I think any one of us would argue too that the culture that exists today and the climate that you set up for these students for this team, the younger players are watching, and they will want to emulate what they've seen with the success of this team. One thing that I think our listeners would be very interested in, whether they've heard our boys do this or not, they always get together in a huddle, and they have a saying that they do before they break the huddle. Can you share that with our audience?
Well, it's an affirmation, and it actually comes from the 90s when I played here at Ben Davis. So we just brought it back. We brought it back when we came back. So it says, be the best person I can be the best student I can be the best basketball player I can be, play hard, play smart, play together, all for one, one for all. Giants on three, family on six, and then they say that. And that's what we say that every day after we, when we break, when we finish practice. So it's an affirmation. It's our battle cry. You know, anytime we break, anytime we leave each other, we say that before we leave.
Well, Coach, you gave me chills. That hopefully the audience felt the same way, because I think a couple things there. One, just the unity that provides, and two, the fact that you've been able to bring back the history of Ben Davis basketball into this program certainly speaks volume to your leadership, to your coaching. And just want to once again congratulate you on a record-setting season, not only for going undefeated 33-0, for winning the Class 4A State Basketball Championship, but also personally for being the first coach to not only win a state championship, but coach a state championship at your alma mater. Know you've had lots of recognitions already and lots more to come. So just want to say again, Coach, congratulations. We're so proud of you and the team. I want to thank you for all that you've done for Ben Davis and for the Wayne Township community. And most important, well, not most importantly, but today, just want to say thanks for joining me.
I appreciate it.
Coming up, regular school board meeting on Monday, April the 10th. Our Ben Davis Spring Orchestra concert will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Ben Davis High School Auditorium. Next Wednesday, kindergarten registration from 4 to 6 p.m. at all of our elementary schools. And the Ben Davis Wind Symphony and Municipal Band Concert will be held at 7 p.m. in the Ben Davis Auditorium. Also next Wednesday, busy night, STEAM night at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center. From 6 to 7:30 p.m., it is open to the community, and it is free. Also, next week, the Ben Davis Top 30. You know when we're doing these recognitions, it is recognition season. We are getting close to the end of the year. Ben Davis Top 30 will be recognized on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Ben Davis High School. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.